Okay, we'd like to turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. We've been looking at these verses that describes pretty plainly where we are today in our country, our society, our culture, pretty much where the world is today. We'll read verses 18 through 21 for the wrath of God. We've seen the wrath that is being spoken of is God's abandoning wrath where he leaves man to himself, which puts man in a cycle that he cannot escape unless the Lord, by his grace, intervenes. For the wrath of God is revealed. It's manifested from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or restrain the truth in righteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. So there is a natural consciousness of the Lord. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. This is where that natural consciousness comes from, just observing creation and God's providence, that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Every man is without excuse just because of creation, just because of the providential workings of the Lord. Because that, when they knew God in a natural way, by consciousness, what did they do? They glorified him not as God. Therefore, neither were they thankful. And this is what we've been looking at, but became. So they became something. When they rejected the natural knowledge they have of God, they became vain in their imaginations. That is, in their mind, in their reasonings, their ability to think. Empty, futile in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. So we see you reject God, that leads to vanity. Always the case. Always. That vanity leads to something further. They become foolish. Their foolish heart was darkened. That is, they become foolish, ignorant, and blind. So notice, and their foolish heart was darkened. And in addition to their minds becoming vain, their foolish, that is, their God thoughtless and vain heart was darkened. So it starts with a rejection of the Lord. Results in their hearts being immersed in darkness. They reject the natural knowledge or consciousness of God. They did not glorify God as God. They were not thankful. That is, they become oblivious to the blessings of God. They're secular in their thoughts, they're secular in their reasonings, they're secular in their speculations, they're secular in their conclusions. Their hearts were foolish. And as we saw last week, the Greek word used there for foolish means they were without discernment. Their hearts were without discernment. That is, they did not understand. And they become senseless. Discernment is the ability to make a distinction between what is true and false. And mankind today has lost discernment They do not have the ability to recognize the difference between true and false, between right and wrong, and that's how wrong becomes right in their minds and right becomes wrong in their minds. Their foolish heart was darkened. It's the ability to discern between good and bad. And most people today don't know the difference between good and bad. What they call good is bad and vice versa. So we see a cycle here. Their foolish heart was darkened. Ephesians 5 verse 15, as a result of that, they begin to walk carelessly. They begin to walk in an unthinking and inattentive manner. And what does this bring? This brings greater danger. This brings greater consequences into their lives. But not only that, it provides another reason for the wrath of God. And there you are, you're in that cycle. And that's where we are today, as a nation, as a society, as a culture. And their foolish, senseless hearts were darkened. Darkness all through the scriptures, of course, is used to represent sin, used to represent evil, wickedness, corruption, guilt, error, ignorance, sorrow, misery, danger, that which is satanic. Their foolish hearts were darkened. And this darkness has a power. It has a power. Notice in Colossians chapter 1, Colossians 1, verse 13, speaking of our unsafe condition, but it applies. Giving thanks, or verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. It's not just who hath delivered us from darkness, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, the control of darkness. And their foolish hearts were darkened. So this speaks of the fact that they further digress. And that's mankind today. That's why they're trying their best to convince you that though they're going further and further and further down into the pit, we're progressives. We're not progressing to the better. All the world is in a state of digression. And we see the pattern here in Romans chapter 1. They digress into a lack of good sense, a lack of judgment, a lack of discretion. Again, vanity is the result of this rejection of God, which leads to greater foolishness. The more vain you become in your imaginations, the more foolish you become in your life, which leads to greater blindness. It's just a cycle that you cannot get out of in and of yourself. Well, we'll just educate the people. But who's doing the educating? Those who have become vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. And the cycle just continues and continues and continues. And this is the pattern all through the Word of God. So it shouldn't be a shock. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And there's the key. Not only come upon thee, but overtake thee. You're under their power. You become a slave. And then notice verse 28 and 29. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. That's the wrath of God that is revealed. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Their foolish heart was darkened. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. No man shall deliver thee. Man does not have the power to fix the problems of our country, our society, our culture. No man can deliver us from where we are. Only God, by His grace. So you reject God, that leads to vanity, which leads to spiritual blindness and ignorance. And this is the cycle. Rejection of God results in vanity, which results in spiritual blindness, which results in more rejection of God, which results in more vanity, which results in more spiritual blindness. So are we getting smarter? Not according to this pattern. Not according to this cycle. Man's not getting smarter. He's digressing further and further. And in our society, this rejection, this disregard for God, an oblivion of God, has resulted in many things. It has resulted in God being expelled from the schools. And even God's people. I've heard some who profess to be saved, well, God doesn't belong in a public school. You're a fool. If someone believes that, they're a fool. Their foolish heart is darkened. God's been dismissed from the schools. He's been dismissed from the courts. He's been evicted from all areas of our society and culture. His word has been systematically pushed out of the national consciousness. And the result is we have a godless, for the most part, a godless society. And it's not getting better because it's a cycle. And we see this cycle all through the Word of God. So as a result of this rejection of God, as a result of this disregard of God and oblivion of God, we have become a nation and a society and a culture that is mired and saturated with vanity. We're in the stranglehold of vanity and ignorance. And this is seen in many, many ways. It's this rejection of God that has brought us humanism. And in this whole series, we've already spoken at length on humanism, and we'll continue to do so. But humanism is, to make it simple, is a worldview that places the emphasis or centers upon human interests, human dignity, human worth, human potential, and goodness. Someone might say, well, that doesn't sound that bad. But it begins with a rejection of God. It makes man God. It puts man in the place of God. It is the religion of self. And that is the national religion of the United States. The national religion is not Catholicism. The national religion is the religion of self. And that is the religion that is taught in public schools. And all kinds of, even Christian schools, where it's taught everywhere. But it's this rejection of God that has led to secularism. What is secularism? Secularism. Well, it's a worldview that it stems from humanism. It's a worldview that places the emphasis or centers upon the temporal instead of the spiritual. The Lord has a lot to say about that in His Word. It is basically the pathway of the unsaved who know not God, who are walking in darkness, the darkness of their fallen state. It is the life, secularism is the life and activity of the result of the fall. Everything is secular. We live in a society that boasts that we are a secular society. They boast about it. Well, why would you boast about that? Because their foolish heart was darkened. professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Secularism is the thinking, the ideas, the philosophies, the values, the attitudes, the ambitions, the goals, the pursuits, and the behavior of those who are alienated from God. It is secular, it is temporal, rather than spiritual. So you have humanism, you have secularism, you have pluralism. Now you may hear someone say, we live in a pluralistic society, and we do. And that can simply mean that as a country, we're made up of many races, many backgrounds. That is a pluralistic society. The danger, we're not saying that it's sin to be a mixed people in a nation, but the danger is pluralism. Pluralism is the view that there is more than one kind of reality. That is, what you think is real, what I think is real, are both correct and both legitimate. In other words, since we have this mixture of people, this mixture of religion, we just have to accept what they believe is true and everything is equal. Well, that, of course, is not so. Again, their foolish heart was darkened. There's no ability to discern. There's no ability to discern. How many times people say, well, we worship the same God. But we don't. But that's pluralism. Pluralism feeds tolerance and political correctness. It's pluralism that feeds, well, you can't offend anybody. Again, if Johnny says this is blue, though it's red, and the teacher says, well, Johnny, if you think it's blue, it's blue. It's ignorant. But that's where we are as a society. Well, if they think it's right, then it's right. There's no ability to discern. It's this pluralistic attitude. There's an attempt to make all beliefs valid. But again, the Bible's very clear. All beliefs are not valid. And then, of course, there's relativism. These all stem from humanism, secularism. Relativism, it basically declares that truth and morality are determined by their relation to culture, society, or circumstances. In other words, what was wrong 25 years ago is no longer wrong because culture accepts it. So culture becomes your standard rather than God's word. Circumstances become your standard rather than God's word. This is all the result of, and their foolish heart was darkened. But they think they're progressing. They think this is a sign of intelligence. Well, this was wrong 30 years ago, but we've advanced past that. It's no longer wrong. We've declared it to be right. We're smarter. But they're not. Their foolish heart was darkened. It's the view that is relativism is the view that truth does not exist in any objective sense. It's all relative. It's all relative to your circumstances. It's all relative to what's going on around us. It's the view that there is no absolute. There is no absolute moral standard. Well, if there's no absolute moral standard, then everyone becomes a standard to themselves. And that's exactly what humanism teaches. And that's exactly what was going on in the book of Judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, that's wrong. But if they think it's right, who are you to say it's wrong? That's the thought process. And God help you if you're in that thought process. You're Romans 1. The foolish heart was darkened. It is the rejection of dogmatism and that which is absolute. It's what gives us situational ethics. Well, it's wrong in normal situations, but the situation, the Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. So all of these things are the result. They all go back to a rejection of God. And ours is a nation, a society, and a culture that live under the perverted bombardment, the pervasive lies, and the control and manipulation of humanism, secularism, pluralism, relativism. And people are spellbound by the philosophies and the fantasies of such teachings. Again, this is a cycle. It's a loop. You get in that cycle. You get in that loop. Your only hope is that God intervenes. That's the only hope. And again, the cycle continues and the wrath of God continues. So you see, these things are the wrath of God. It's God leaving man to himself to do what he would naturally do. And the result is disaster. The result is ruin. So the wrath of God is not just tornadoes and hurricanes and whatever else. The wrath of God is God just saying, go ahead. Do it your way. And man suffers as a result. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and freedom that you've given us to come and to worship you today. And we pray that you would help us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, that you would be exalted in everything that we say and everything that we do. We do pray for the sick. Lord, that you'd help them today, that you'd just be with them. Pray, Lord, for those who are away from you. We pray, Lord, that you would intervene in their lives and be merciful to them, Lord. Bring them back to thee. We just pray that you'd meet with us this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.